Jenny, when the Earth first started, there wasn't a program. This is your program. What happened when the Earth first started is the aliens came down and kind of had us on a conveyor belt, and they put us on a conveyor belt, and we came down into the Earth, and there were all the dogs and all the puppies and all the kitties and all the chickens, and everything happened. And like Noah said, hey, it's going to flood, so we got to get everybody here. And that's how everything started. And Noah was a member of the Illuminati. JD.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
They French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
As soon as she said, when she said when
Noah
the Earth first started, I knew she had her own. Her own creation myth.
Oh, is that what I was?
Her and Mike would get along really well.
They would get along. I thought, what does she mean by program? What does
that
she mean?
That was what
by
it was. No, you know what it is? She believes that people are programmed by society. And she is woke, quote unquote. In other words, she's woken up.
Yes.
That word has been so co-opted. But, she's taken the pill. She's woken up. She's a conspiracy theory nutcase. I hope this man is away from her because she is dangerous. She's funny, y'all, but unless you know her personally, then she's dangerous.
Then she's dangerous. Yes. I believe this in my heart. She is someone who is like what you hear about those people that would chain up their children to a basement to get the devil out of them or to get some type of deprogramming out of them and feed them weird food and shit like this.
Yeah, I could see that. She needs to be pushed to that point, but it wouldn't take
there.
It wouldn't. I also realized she's got this thing that kind of it feels like your fingers are kind of on your mouth. She's always kind of talking like you can almost feel fingers when she's talking at you, and it drives me
like
up
it.
The wall.
People didn't like it when you
it's
did that.
Fingery.
She does. She
her
does
speech is fingery.
She does move her nose a lot too, as if she. She was really influenced. She probably thinks Bewitched was real, and if she just twitches her nose, she will make things happen.
It's very cleft palate-y, but she doesn't have one. Cleft palate.
And on that, this is B90. This is reality gaze.
As I go, this is reality gaze. Yeah. As I'm in New York City, after having a somewhat sleepless night.
I'll tell you one thing.
It was the Stevie Wonder concert at Madison Square Garden last night, and I'm staying about four blocks from the garden. And a lot of people out last night.
Oh, well, good.
Late.
Good. Yeah,
we're all jazzed up from the concert.
Y'all, we started late this morning because someone couldn't get someone out of their bed. So
at one point, I actually had to kind of almost push him off the bed so he would get out. I'm usually less polite than this.
Yeah.
But this guy was very nice.
Oh, that means he had the 55 Chevy truck.
If the podcast would have been short, I would have just said he can just stay in the bed. But
I mean, I don't care as long as I don't have to see anything. Woo! So that's what I sound terrible because I overate last night because I went.
I'm oversexed and you're full.
And I'm full. I went to this dinner for an organization called No Kid Hungry, and it was a dinner at Nancy Silverton's house. And if you watched, she's on Chef's Table on the, I think the first season. There's a whole episode about her making bread. It was
La Brea Bakery.
Yes, and now mozza and Osteria,
yes,
right?
and mozza, but she's very LA staple.
Very like staple. I went with my friend Don, who a lot of
and
you
Sycamore
know.
Sycamore Cafe.
Oh, Sycamore Cafe.
Sycamore Kitchen,
yes.
I should say.
Yes,
Sycamore Kitchen.
So good. But I went with that with my friend Don, who earlier I went to, and I had a very LA day of like going to charity events. But I went to, to my friend Don. I'm on the board of the Loving Way Foundation, which is an organization that is, you know, long story, but the organization is about, its mission is to bring awareness and bring and help change laws regarding children that are physically abused and shaken babies. And so really worthwhile organization. And so she had a luncheon. So that had a very LA day and you got banged.
And I saw Sunset Boulevard with Nicole Scherzinger, which I will talk about on part
I'm
two.
I'm making him wait till part two, y'all, because he's going to go off.
I got a last minute ticket.
I just need to know this. Did you go to the stage door?
I did. She was not, that night, she was not coming out, they said. It was because they had a guy in for Joe. Who was incredible, a Korean-American guy, and he was incredible. I'll talk about it. But he had a bunch of people because he was on that night, and it was a little bit crazy where he was. They said she might be coming out, but she hasn't been out this week much, and so because she was saving her voice. But she didn't sound like it. Let me just say that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
She sounded amazing.
Save it. Oh God. You're going to go off.
I'm going to go off. Oh, I'm going to pop off.
I'm glad you got banged at least. Otherwise.
You know what though? Sadly, I can tell you now, it didn't take.
Oh no.
But it's like, I need crazy he just New left. York energy. It wasn't crazy enough.
You need to go like to one of those New York bars called like, I don't know, like Raptor or Claws or whatever they're called, that they just, it smells like BO and they're just like pulling at each other. You know what I'm talking about?
You're just pulling at each other.
Yeah.
It's just a black light.
What's that one? Hush. That's where
you
need to go.
Husk.
It's called Husk? Like corn? I said Hush.
Oh, it's called Husk.
No, I think it's called Hush because one of the go-go dancers I follow.
That would make sense more that it was Hush.
Yeah, a go-go dancer I follow always.
Of course, there we are.
Hey.
There we are. That's why you know gay bar names.
It's true. He followed me back on Instagram, so I'm like, hey.
Then you're definitely friends.
We're dating.
That's how you create a parasocial relationship with you. All you have to do is follow you and you think you're friends.
It's very true. It's very true. So this is B90 Season 7, Episode 7, Maybe in Another Life.
Maybe I don't know if that's what that's life. From.
I couldn't
is that
tell
a novel?
Oh, no. I don't know.
I have to know.
Real quick, why Poodle's talking about
it is
about
a novel.
That. Oh, it is.
A book by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
They've done a lot of like, now they're going to start getting, it's just going to be like, in like, by episode 14, y'all, it's just going to be Tom Clancy novels or just Angels
the
and
Demons.
Sum
of All Fears.
Yeah. It's
just, that's actually a really great 90 day title.
It is true. Yeah. That's like Angels and Demons work great for Rene. work great.
Tom Clancy novels.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or what is that? That my mom likes that author. I forget her name. And she has a murder mystery, but everything starts with A. It's like A for...
Oh, yes.
Or I always wonder,
she must have just had to go... Does she just, when she finishes the alphabet, does she just start over?
I guess. That's a good, yeah, what do you do?
Or is it now, is it like 2A is for the apartment I murdered her in?
Yes. It's all 3B.
Or does
it's
she
all...
start off with the Greek alphabet? It just goes to Alpha is for Alpha Romeo.
Sorry, this that makes me stupid. Think of the Alpha and Romeo. From Lalu.
She thinks she's the Alpha and Romeo.
This I gotta is, look.
My Murder brain is books. Weird.
What is her name?
It doesn't Sue some is it Sue Grafton?
Did it I is Sue Grafton.
I cannot believe
I can't believe you pulled that. Yes, A is for alibi, B is for burglar. Anyway, good for her. Good for her. I guess what did she use for Z though? Yep, you really
C
gotta,
is for colitis.
What is Z, well, I'm gonna look. Z is for oh, there's not a one.
Well, there's wouldn't just it be, wouldn't it be the just, most unfulfilling thing in the world if she just stopped at Y?
Maybe she did stop at Y is for yesterday.
Oh, you mean the bitch hasn't finished done a Z?
No, and she found an X is just X.
Well, that's just lazy.
That's lazy.
X is for escape.
X. Boy. Okay. Boy, Q is for quarry. So that happened at a mine, I guess. Or like they were, I don't know.
Well, you can also, quarry is also something you chase.
It is, yeah. So.
Like she is my quarry.
We are already afield, as Poodle would say.
You brought up Sue Grafton, and the idea that someone wouldn't finish a series is There's driving no me insane. Bitch writes 25 books and says, you know what, I'm tired.
That's lazy. I kind of want to be upset.
I kind of want to write a novel and saying, Poodle Boudreaux writing under Sue Grafton. Mm. Z is for Zuck it, bitch.
Zuck it, bitch. Maybe that's it, Zucked. It's all about a Facebook murder.
Or I should write something that says Z is for, and I bet you people would buy that thinking Sue Grafton wrote it.
They probably would. Probably.
She's probably got lawyers, though.
I think she has lawyers.
This is stupid.
This is stupid. Where Poodle is fuck drunk. I'm food drunk. This is what's happening this episode. Oh, my God.
Let's just talk about some announcements right away, right off the top. You guys, we know there was a little bit of an issue with Patreon this week. It was a glitch on our end. We found it. It is neutralized. Everything's taken care of.
Neutralized.
It's not really involved in our platform change. But it was just something on our end, and if you should have no problems anymore. This is by Sunday or Monday if you're hearing this. If you do have a problem still, close out your podcast player and refresh. You probably don't need to redo your RSS feed yet.
No, just, you don't need to do that.
Just close your podcast player now. A lot of times, you guys, especially if you're using Apple, sometimes you can just pull down on your podcast list and it will refresh.
It'll do that too.
On other like, podcast players,
Carl,
you may have to close.
How do you pull down on your phone? Y'all, that's when you take your finger and you hold it on the screen and you just push it down, and a little circle at the top goes around, and that's a refresh.
Some of you are saying, I can't believe they're like acting like we're so stupid that we would do this. I'm saying this. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying that I get a lot of DMs.
We get a lot of DMs
asking me about this.
We're not the best with tech.
We are not.
Full disclosure.
Full stop.
So we have been Carl's wives as well. It's happened. But there might be something later on coming. We've been talking about. We are diligently still working. It's been a bigger process than we thought to get. People being able to listen to our Patreon through Spotify. To do that, we're going to have to kind of fuck with the RSS feed. And so when that happens, there will be some changes. Some of you might have to read that, but we're going to make numerous announcements about that and let you know how to do it.
Yes.
We just don't know that information yet.
Don't start panicking yet. I promise.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. We do.
Nothing is burning.
No. And we're excited to kind of get, we're excited to get more in touch with Spotify. We've been talking with them and to make our episodes more accessible through Spotify and commenting and all that fun stuff. So that is coming in the future. But since you did say, yes, we are now with Odyssey. We have
Odyssey.
New podcast network.
Odyssey.
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 We're very excited. It was time for a change, and we're very excited to be with you. Might have noticed on our little picture, there are little logos up at the top. So we're excited to be with
Odyssey. Get it like odd, like audio, A U.
No,
Odyssey.
But we're taking you on an Odyssey.
It's confusing when you say that because it's actually not spelled that way.
It's not.
I go to great pains to say Odyssey instead of Odyssey. But no one else does. It doesn't bother anybody else, and probably people are rolling their eyes right now when I'm saying it.
Someone's screaming saying, "Can you talk about Renee and Chidi?" We're about to any other. Oh, I just
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
We have heard you by now you know
off.
The cat's out of the bag about Tyler. For those of you who are Love is Blind people, we're like, oh, what could their story be? They should get married right away. Y'all, the editing was consistent to make us think nothing was wrong.
Well, apparently, too, it's coming out. Mary Payne just sent me. He apparently has been engaged while he was married to another woman before.
No, this is the thing. Y'all, if you don't know what we're talking about, Tyler was basically accused, and there's receipts, of basically having three children before the show, not mentioning them to Ashley, saying on the show that he was a sperm donor, but did not have interaction with them in his life. And then the woman's mother, the woman who he has children with, just posted a bunch. She's like, shame on this man for denying his kids. Here's a picture of him at Christmas. Here's a picture of him at 4th of July. Here's a picture of him at Purim.
Yeah, matching Purim. Yes, he came home for Purim. Matching pajamas at Christmas. Him,
that
the
was
woman,
it for
and
me.
The baby.
Matching pajamas with the onesie. Yeah.
If you're wearing matching pajamas at Christmas,
you're part of the kids' lives.
You're not a sperm donor.
You're part of the kids' lives. And even if you're not acting as a father, you owe her that. You were part of those children's lives, and you should have told her. And you had so many options to tell her when you kept talking nonstop about children. Anyway, check out our episodes because we are gooped and gagged. We give all the receipts and where you can find them as well. We're gearing up for episode, I believe, 10 and 11 this week. I cannot wait.
We can't either. I know. Our den mother, Jackie Wiseman, is very invested in the show. She keeps texting us for our Facebook group. It's even, you know, this Jackie doesn't get, but this season of Love is Blind, I think people are getting, I feel like it's like a renewed fervor this season.
It
for
is.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's. And that between that and Monica and Steven in that scene.
Oh, God.
Anyway, is that it?
Check it out. It's on the $5 tier. We are still raising money for people that are affected by, so many
mutual aid disaster relief.
Mutual aid disaster for people that's specifically working with people in
Western North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. I did talk to Teresa and Johnson an email. They are okay in Florida.
Good.
A lot of people, 90 Day Daniel and Amber, Ranch Dressing, they're okay. It's horrible what's happened in Florida, and so our sissy's there.
From Milton.
From Milton. So It's there. People have kind of found resources, honestly, luckily through our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group. We have Florida
I'm so happy
Sissies
about
in there.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really wonderful. So, we are thinking of you. And if you, I don't know if you have power yet, but when you do have power and you need to reach out, the Facebook group has been a great resource for people. So, it's horrible. It's horrible. So anyway, I think that's it. I think we can begin, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. You're just Let's staring at me. I didn't know if you were frozen or just, oh man, it didn't take your eyes. I can see all the white of your eyes,
you know,
right now.
It's been worse because it kind of got me to a certain point and now, but I was never kind of, the circle is still unbroken.
I don't think that's what the hymn meant. Okay.
Be unbroken.
Broken.
By and by. Let that asshole just get broken.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. I can't hit that.
Sky. I think that's it. We've only talked 25 minutes.
I was very glad to be Catholic. I never wanted to be Baptist, except for
they've got always great old folk country hymns.
But no, I just I love the usually tall gentleman who's dressed oddly who sings the bass line to all of those hymns. That was Mr. Hallam who taught 4-H. And he always would do it. And he always wore his pants, his jeans up too high, and he kind of had a, what is it?
Amazing Grace.
But you know, like mom
jeans. How sweet
have,
the sound.
He had the boofa. What's it called? A boofa? A moofa?
A boofa? What?
When you kind of have fat above your dick.
A front butt.
Fupa. Yes. But he would wear his jeans up high, so his fupa just looked like mom jeans.
And so he would
stand there in his boots and be,
in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Where is he now?
I don't know. I think he's still in Lone Grove. No, he's alive. And he's got a kid, a wife. I don't know. I think we can move on.
Tiger Lily and Adnan.
Tiger Lily.
Baby.
You know
baby.
What? I don't.
She says, baby, there's a woman in our Facebook group who, she did it also when we had Misha and, what's his name? That he kept saying, Misha. She would count the number of times of Misha's. And
what was her name?
Now she's, her name was Misha and I can't remember his name, but now she does it for Tiger Lily saying, baby. And Adnan saying baby.
Oh,
because there's
Misha,
so
Nicola.
Many babies. Nicola.
There
supposedly,
are so many people.
He was still in the U.S. They spotted him at a mall.
I really hope they're on 90 Day Fiancé because they were great. Just wackadoos.
They are at Petra. Remember, she's only been there about 3 days, and I think she leaves tomorrow.
Well, yes, because this is the day after they had the fight at Petra, so it's been, at least they make it seem like she's only been there like 4 or 5 days, and I'm like, I mean, I guess maybe she's got her kids and stuff.
She's only been there like 4 days.
And I just am like, for all that way to travel...
Well, I think
at least take a week.
The whole point was getting married, but
I
do
know,
agree.
But I guess the husband, ex-husband won't watch the kids or something like that, y'all. Because do you forget that she's a mother? I forget sometimes.
Yeah. And she seems, besides the fact that she's in her 40s, but she seems like 19-year-old girl who's read a lot of self-help books.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm starting to like her.
You need to process that.
I don't know why. We did have some sissies come for us or let us know last week that, because we were talking about how this, she talks about this double standard thing, but there were several sissies in the Facebook group and DM'd us that are Muslim as well and talked about that it is, you know, you mentioned like Adnan's shirt was so low.
It's still not modest. Yeah.
But that, another sissy even talked about, she's right. He should not be shaking other women's hands. Those rules do apply to him.
Here's the problem. The rule that supersedes him, those rules don't apply to him, is the rule. It's the rule for him that he's always right. So he can basically do what he wants as the man, which is actually not true. It's more complicated than that. But the rule that she's breaking is do not speak harshly to your husband and criticize your husband.
Yeah.
So that's what his big issue is.
That is his big issue, yeah.
But yeah, he's kind of made up his own rules. And because Adnan has never had anyone to check in before. And definitely it would not be his wife who checks him. So that's the superseding issue here. Mm. So Adnan's like, I feel like I'm the best husband when I do these things, but she's very mad at me. And the brother seems to be there to make sure that his brother stays with his beard. I mean, wife.
His beard,
They're all trying to protect it. Got to keep the beard happy.
Thayer's hot too. I think he's cute.
I think you would pronounce it Tyre, but because they don't have that.
That's kind of like the way I would say the word tire. I would say Tyre.
Yes, like when, the tire plant. Worked at,
Uniroyal Tire Plant.
And the irony that now it's in South Carolina, where I grew up.
It is.
From one carcinogenic state to the other.
And Jimmy Don Stewart's home was her roof was ruined in the hurricane. So all connects everybody.
So the brother comes up and he's like, he loves you. And she's like, I'm always making things about him and she, and he doesn't listen to me. Adnan comes up, puts a wrap
baby,
on her head.
Baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
And Tiger Lily's like, if he's not going to follow the rules, then I'm not going to follow him. And again,
how can I fix it? How can I fix it?
The strategy of if he's not going to follow them, I'm not going to follow them. That's not going to work. Yeah. So I don't see any type of agreement these two can have, because she's not, I think. If she had a more nuanced version of Islam, I know, stop right there. She's never going to have that.
Yeah, okay.
That's never going to happen. I think she might get it. But the fact that these are both religious and cultural rules, and I know some of these are Adnan's rules, but she could know, if she did some research, she could know the difference of what you're actually supposed to do.
Okay.
But she's never going to do that, because she just lets him tell her everything.
Yeah, Poodle, you got these unrealistic expectations of people. Ain't happening.
Imagine marrying someone of a certain religion and just expecting them to tell you everything without ever actually investigating it.
That could, you, if you started your own religion, you could do that with some of your husbands. Maybe they would believe everything you say, and part of poodleology is that they give you all their money and you do whatever the fuck you want with it.
Poodleism.
Yes.
Y'all, there would be a whole lot of good rules. Listen to women. For men, clothing is always optional. And
Thou shall not cheat on poodle with other men.
That's punishable by death.
Poodle does not adhere to that commandment. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Any types of loud noises that you make are also punishable by death.
Mm-hmm. Do not chew in
of
front of him.
Lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put to death.
A lot of
mostly
dying. A lot of
my whims.
Death. Yeah. Yeah, that would be poodleism.
You got to learn the rules as you go along.
You got to, yep. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm making them up. The one thing I wanted to talk about is, she says, do you see this as hypocritical? And he's like, he said, I do. I actually see what you're talking about.
Do you think he really does?
I know. He's letting her, because he knows in 10 minutes, she's going to be saying, I love you, baby. And it'll be over.
And he just wants to fuck.
Yeah. So they're riding the camel. I just wrote it. Camels are having a moment in reality television right now. Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. There was someone else with a camel.
We've had many camels. Yeah. Well, Nickel.
Well, true.
The most famous camel of all. Not Nickel. I'm not calling her a camel, but you know what I mean.
I hope she's
fine in Bradenton. As Jake said,
she's fine, y'all.
She's Nickel, riding out the storm.
Nickel's just floating. Maze on her chest. She's holding like, up a flag. She's fine.
She's like that guy on TikTok who wrote out Helene, who's just going to ride out Milton too. What's his name? Lieutenant Dan.
That's not his name.
No, that's what they're calling him.
Like, was the guy in a wheelchair like Lieutenant Dan?
He is. They're calling him. Yeah, he's a paraplegic. I swear, it's a thing on TikTok.
There were some other things they could have called him besides
Lieutenant Dan. He said it was, I don't know. We haven't heard yet.
Riveting. So she says, the camel has long eyelashes like me.
Yeah, until it spits on your face, bitch.
So she's like, I can tell that he loves me and cares about me, and that's what matters. And then the friends, I don't understand this unless the friends are getting pushed by producers to ask. Because they know
there's no reason for them to do
this. There's gonna be no pushback between Tiger Lily because she just kind of sits there. She's actually not a very compelling cast member. Because she doesn't have a lot to say, and it usually is the same thing. I'm very thankful they brought Shay and Cruz. Otherwise, yeah. I don't think there would be a lot going on here.
They're the party. They are the party.
And so they're basically saying, I'm taken aback because she was kind of standing up for herself, but she kind of said, we're just going to let that go. And they're talking to them on the way back from Petra. And all Tiger Lily can talk about, I love the camels with their outfits and their eyelashes. I love riding everything.
Same. You know what it is? What you're thinking of too? What was the show we just watched where someone was almost attacked by a camel and they almost died?
Love is Blind. That's what I was saying.
Love is Blind.
Yeah. Oh, and then they rode a camel later on. And Steven's like, oh my God, that's my fucking bucket list. You rode a fucking camel.
That was it.
And then he sent some fetish texts.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it.
Dustbin.
They're bringing up this. The Shay is all like, I worry, which these are all valid concerns. He does seem very close to his family and loves them. And she's like, I'm worried of what's it going to be like for him over there. But y'all, this is a fucking year away, or who knows how long before he comes over, because they still have to, they haven't even applied for the spousal visa yet.
It's also not clear that Adnan has ever given her a, yes, I definitely want to go to the U.S.
Yes.
It's like the one thing we're missing.
What if he doesn't want to go?
He doesn't. He misses his family. Or what he ideally wants to do is be there in Jordan for a while and to kind of train her how to act like the Muslim wife he wants her to be. Mm. And it would be easier to do that in Jordan. He is very nervous about moving to the U.S. and her becoming the American woman he doesn't want her, the kind of American wife he does not want her to be. which is like it'd be very difficult in Dallas for her not to be alone in rooms with men who are not just in her family.
Very difficult.
It'd be very difficult.
And in the summer, she's not going to want to be covered up in Dallas. It's fucking hot.
No. Although she could cover her generous décolletage.
She could.
That was kind of the biggest issue that the brother and Adnan had, is her boobies were out.
Yeah.
That is the kind of the big thing that most of the, especially even Jordan being a pretty progressive Middle Eastern country about rules and things like that, about modesty, even then they're going to have a problem with your tits being out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially on the street.
Especially on the street.
Especially on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I think that's basically it, that Shay and Cruz really talk a lot. Adnan says, "You're making my wife worry. Why do they do that?"
Well, and that's his thing that's going to be hard, is he doesn't want to talk about anything problematic or anything hard. He just wants to go like, be happy. Don't worry about it. Be happy. Just push it down. Like, I have my sexuality. Just push it down.
Because the more you talk about things, the more specific you have to get about rules. And the final answer of all of this is, well, why do we have to do this? Well, because I say so. Because that's my religion, baby.
Yeah.
And you can't, and when you say, because religion, there's no comeback for that, especially if you don't know anything about this religion.
Yeah.
So it's a problem.
We wish them the best.
Ideally, she could actually study Islam. And so when he says, hey, baby, you need to do this, she's like, no, the Quran doesn't say that. That's you made up. She'll never do that, however.
No. She should, though, but she won't.
Yeah.
Anyway, Renee and Chidi. Oh, boy.
Do we think this is the end?
It felt like the way they described it, it felt like it was the end. Or the way the music played out and everything. Yeah. I hope for this man's safety that he never sees this crazy
motherfucker
again.
She's actually dangerous. Yeah. So she's packing up to go to the hotel, and she's like, I'm done with Victoria's constant judgment. I never get a real answer whenever he wants to move in with me from him. And so she's asking him about the hotel, and he says, I need to sleep on it. I got to get the clothes, the money ready. She's like, what do you have, like two pairs of panties and a bunch of T-shirts?
It's gross, too, because he told her. Now, look, if he had told her, I don't want to do anything physical, she wouldn't have come, y'all. So that's why she's pissed, is that she came to get banged out, and he lied about that.
She has an argument here. Yeah. She has an argument here.
He lied about that. And so that's what she's upset about. But she did agree to it and say that's okay. And now she's completely reversing her position and wanting him to come to the hotel and fuck her.
Yeah. Because y'all don't get it twisted. She just doesn't want love and affection and hugs and everything else. No, she wants that dick down in her. She wants that blind D.
Mm-hmm.
Just swinging around, and she's just trying to find the hole to put it in. Like
it's
ring
true.
Toss.
Like ring toss. Yes, exactly. Like a carnival. Yes. But there's not a prize because it's Rene. Well, the prize is maybe she needs that D, because then when maybe semen or whatever keeps the aliens from invading her mind.
No, they're already there.
Okay.
So she basically says, he said, I don't know how to explain my vows any clearer than I am. And he's like, I also need to discuss this with my sister and her husband. She's like, so what? I'm in a relationship with three people now. Do you really want to lose me forever? Playing these little games. I look like and he's like, I'm looking for a man who can make his own decisions.
That's the gross part too. She's like, this is bullshit, and it's quite pathetic. And she said, she's like, I'm looking for a man. And so she's emasculating him, which is gross.
Well, she's basically knowing that she's being rejected. And what she's trying to do now is burn it all down on the way of reentry.
Yeah.
She's going down. So she's taking everyone down with her.
Yeah. And she planned this from the get-go because she already told him before she got here, I have a problem with sisters.
Yeah, you're right.
And his sister has been wonderful to her.
Well, what she has a problem with is other women.
If it was a mom, any other woman, yeah.
Any other woman. And yeah. She needs to be the only woman there. She has a problem with him. She had a problem with the sister, like, leading him around. She had a problem with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this basically is jealousy of all, and just of a role in someone's life. Because she wants to be, she's trying to hold, she thinks that if she gives someone sex, that will be enough, and that will be enough to, like, grab on to that person, and they will be theirs forever. They'll be hers forever.
Forever. That's what the alien law states. Don't you think she also, though, it is to, y'all, she wants control. She wants him to be, that's why she wants him to be blind, come to the U.S., and be solely dependent on her for everything.
Yep.
It's like fucking, it made me think
you're
of like fucking
baby cheating. You're my
Kathy
baby.
Bates in fucking Misery.
Yep. Yep.
That's literally what she, that is what she wants from this man. God, she is horrible.
So Chidi's basically like, you're moving out. So how does this help? And that's what she's like, being here, I feel like an intruder in your pants and an intruder in this house, which is such a weird thing to say.
There's a stranger in my pants, doo-doo.
So, and she said, when you refuse to be with me in a location, I'm done. We can't even be in the same room together. And
that's not true.
She's like, but my sister, she's like, your sister's always intruding, but my sister hasn't been intruding. And that's when she says, you enjoy the fact that she's checking up on you. And he's like, she's my sister. That's her right.
Also, he is blind in a country that does not have a lot of resources
and accessibility.
He is dependent on someone.
Yeah.
Where he lives now, he has to be, and he doesn't trust you because he's worried you're going to human sacrifice him.
Cannibalism.
That's not even a joke, y'all. That's for real.
And the whole time, y'all, Bernard has just kind of been there, just watching, and he's like, I've been the whole time listening to your conversation, and how are you going to resolve this? And she's like, I'm not good to. And she's like, but it's not just since you've been here with my sister. Before you came, you already told me you cannot cope with her. And she's like, I told you I can't cope with sisters. It's always going to be something with a sister. It's always going to be something with a sister.
Sister. She can't even watch the show Sister because it triggers her.
I feel like she was one of those people who, after she'd say something, she'd be like, can't cope with the sisters.
Well, I'm glad that Chidi did say in his talking head, he said, I'm beginning to believe that her problem has nothing to do with my sister.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank God he said that.
She's mentally ill.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And the sister comes in then, Bernardo, and the sister comes in, and she's like, it's the way you talk to him. And she goes, why did you invite me if you hate me already? I'm like,
victim.
Sister calls her delusional, and once she says that, then that's, I guess, triggering to the alien.
The finger in the face goes out. It's like the alien two-finger insult that they taught her.
Oh.
The Znorbian salute. It's like the Three Stooges eye poke.
Yes. Nanu, nanu.
And Bernard finally says, you're talking to my wife like this. She's like, Chidi, you're going to stick up for me. So it's always about now.
Yeah, that was gross too. Are you going to?
Even though it's your family, you better stick up for me. And then she went, this moment right here proves the feeling. The feeling that I have that women are against me and the sisters. It proves the sister feeling. Like, not a pie filling, but the feeling I had.
The feeling. Bernard says, your emotion is really high. And she's like, how do we resolve this? She's like, there's lots to do resolve. And that's when she says, when the Earth first started, it wasn't a program. Welcome to your program.
And Chidi basically says, I still love her. I don't know what I'm going to do. Then the blind vision starts. And blind vision takes over.
He does say at one point, he goes, is this real, babe? Like, he thinks, like, he's like, am I being punked?
She's like, I wish the best for you, but I'm done. You'll never see me again. And I wrote down, he never really saw you in the first place.
Okay. Okay. He did say, seeing her walk out that door, and I went, wait. What?
Christina, take that joke out. That was awful.
That was awful.
It was funny.
He does say it. It did though. We've had the blind vision. We're good. We got it. I don't think we need that anymore. But it was kind of like, if no one was that would be like, if nobody, I could see her, if his sister and brother wasn't there, and I'm not trying to be funny about this, I could see her say, I'm leaving, and then try to stay in his house and just spy on him.
Ugh.
She's that crazy.
He even says, we aren't married, and you're already making me choose between you and my family. And she gets in the car. She's like, I want to throw up. Painful. Neglectful. I'm used to the pain, though, so it won't hurt for long. Even though he couldn't see me, he could hear my heart.
They hear my heart. And I went, no, this is what you need. You have to feel, you have to blow everything up. You have to feel chaos. You have to feel pain so you feel normal. And so now she's in her normal state. And then, y'all, someone who's a narcissist like this, then they're the victim. Then something happened to them. And then now they can be on the side of right.
We also had a sissy in our squad, Sissy Eileen, and I told her I wanted to mention this. One thing she said, she's blind. Or I think she, or at least works with, wasn't sure if she said if she was blind or not, but she works with visually impaired people. And she said, this has actually given a lot of good. Also, October is Blindness Awareness Month.
Oh.
And she said, this has given a lot of exposure to the fact that also that blind people, we saw Chidi cooking, Chidi doing everything. Especially in Nigeria, it's a little harder, but blind people can do anything. Blind people can do anything. Everybody else can. And so she was really happy that they were showing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of times in media, blindness is presented as something that is extremely limited, and you just kind of sit there at home and do nothing.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I think that, yeah, I talked earlier about in a country that's not conducive.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of accessibility where they are.
But I meant like he's still able to do a lot. He's still able to do a lot. So,
we're going to skip Niles and go to Lauren and Faith, because why not end on them?
Why not? All right, I love the whole, I'm sorry, I should say, I love the whole arc of this. Yes, she took it back, but I love that she's like, no, I'm not coming inside. And then I love it that she said, and I'm introducing you to my family as a friend. Like, just, well, she's like.
I guess a boundary is better than no boundaries.
Yes, that's what I love. Yeah. Now, do I think in the next episode, she's totally going to backtrack on all these boundaries? And in a week, they're going to probably, well, I don't know. Do you think in a week they're going to bang?
The issue here is, and this is sad, if you think about it, some of her
That's this entire show.
Some of her newly found self-confidence is based on her relationship with him.
Some?
Well,
I would argue and say like 40%, a lot.
And I'd probably say 80. So this is someone who has, again, y'all, don't find a boyfriend to be complete. Be your own boyfriend or be your own partner.
Date yourself. Have an affair with yourself. Ooh. Fuck yourself. Wear yourself out. Learn to self-suck.
And then you can cheat on yourself.
You cheat on yourself, yes.
Yeah, because
yeah,
if you,
I'm
this,
all for
this
it.
this is what happens when you basically rationalize your self-worth with another person or with a relationship even.
Yeah.
And you think that if your relationship ends, basically she wants everything in her physically is repelled by him now. Mm. And it's only the fantasy left off. It's only the fantasy and the way he looks at her. That's
so
the only thing left.
So you think she has the ick from him?
I don't know, sadly, if she is attuned to having the ick. I think this woman, she has not said if she has participated in sex work before, but she does say that men only want ladyboys for sex.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not sex work, she has been used as a sexual object for sure.
For sure.
So I think, that's the issue here. Her whole identity has been bound up in that, and then she found something that wasn't that. Mm-hmm. And now she can't go back.
Yeah.
It's a terrible situation to be in. So that's why people are I think it's unfair if someone's calling her. I don't know why she can't just leave. And this would I would drop Lauren that it's so much more complicated than that, because now it's the issue of who she is. She has a boyfriend now, she's valid.
Look, I just want to say the irony and the cackle I screamed whenever I realized he got gonorrhea and they went to go get a fried banana.
It is quite, everything is coming back to the phallus.
It's so stupid.
That is a stupid joke.
No, but it was so the irony of it.
Oh, I'm going to talk about irony in, what was it? I think it was, maybe it was, no, that was the Golden Bachelorette, where I wrote down.
It's all running
together. The irony, and for some reason, my notes app corrected to the ironing.
The ironing!
Exclamation mark.
I can't wait till you read something wrong.
I've done it a couple of times. I usually, unlike you, look at it. My brain processes what I've written, and then I say something about it.
Not familiar. Love is wine.
Love is wine.
Love is wine.
But I was able to explain it.
Okay. So this is great, though. They get food. They sit down. And Lauren's like, look, I want to be mono now. Like, I'm not going to be with anybody ever again.
I want to be.
Believe
I
this,
think
right?
You mean monogamous. But
I said mono, yes. Monogamous.
You just did it.
He did, yeah.
I want to have mono now.
I'm sorry. I'm so used to, I have too many friends, mainly lesbians, that are in polyamorous relationships now. So they always talk about poly, mono, bono, whatever.
That community, that is great. Those are great terms, but I don't. I think
no,
we
I'm
need
glad
to
you corrected
with,
me. I'm just saying that's the habit. That's what I've been steeped in. Y'all, my life, all my friends are like the ultimatum queer edition right now. It's so fucking, it's just I'm so glad I'm single listening to their bullshit.
Do you have people who've been poly and they go back to monogamous?
No.
Okay.
I have people that have entered relationships, you know, were once poly. Polygamous and the other person.
Not polygamous.
Not polygamous.
Polyamorous.
Sorry, that's totally wrong. One And yeah, I've had where they've entered in a relationship where one person is monogamous, but no, no, never.
Yeah, it usually doesn't go back.
Usually a piano cat doesn't change their stripes.
Yeah. And y'all, he's offering to, no, I want to be monogamous with you. I want to be monogamous with you. And he also says, or Faith asks, or Lauren says, I know I messed up, but he basically tries to say, this is all one big misunderstanding.
He does try to say that.
Because every time you texted me, or sorry, I was texting you, I was communicating with you, I thought you understood I was sleeping with other people, but clearly you didn't understand that. So this was a communication issue.
Communication issue. And Faith said, so you mean every time I was texting you and you were staying at someone's house, were you having sex with them? And you see his face go,
not every house.
And she's like, well, and he said, once a week.
Y'all, lie. It was four times a week.
Lie. Yes.
That's the piano cat rule. Divide, you say, when someone asks how many, mm-hmm. you divide it by four or five and then give them that answer.
Oh, okay. Great.
So when someone says, what's your body count? It can't be over 100.
Oh, wow. I can't even believe you said 100.
And then you, no, I, that's, it's, multiply it by five.
No, yeah, it's definitely. No, I mean, I thought you would lowball even more and say like 20.
Oh, come on. No one would believe that.
You know what?
I'm in my 40s. No one would believe 20.
I would believe, I would believe, I think it would be easier to believe that than to believe that Lauren is going to be monogamous.
That's the thing here is that he's trying to convince her, I want to be with you. I don't want to sleep with anyone. I'm not going to look at anybody else. And it's not that I don't believe you can have a change of heart like this, but this was basically, he's now changing his dream around. And this is a self-involved person. And people like him don't change what they want.
No.
They're just going to let you think one thing. We said before, he's going to say he's monogamous and then fuck every trans or lady boy that he can see.
Well, he's only saying this. Yes, he knows I can move the goalposts with this person because he knows he has a control because he is more confident. She doesn't. He just wants to live there. So he's just trying to get there because y'all remember he only has $46.
Oh, by the way, we have heard you guys coming at us saying one of the reasons he was taking kind of not a permanent job without a W-2 is he was a deadbeat dad and did not want child support collected. He's just a great guy, really.
Which is why he wants to leave the country probably too, so he doesn't have
I'm
to get
sure.
down. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that's your
Add
father?
Add deadbeat dad to the list.
Golly.
And yes, we have seen the high school pictures where he looks like, remember the character of Damien in South Park?
Yes.
the devil's
We've
son.
Seen that. We've seen there's some shirtless thing he's doing. We've seen it.
Yeah. We've seen all of it. I think y'all, he is, this was, he's like, Paul to the nth degree, but less fun.
I don't know. Yeah, less fun. I feel more unsafe with Paul than I do Lauren.
Interesting.
I don't think Lauren would burn my house down.
You never know how far you could push him.
You never know, but he definitely is going to be on OnlyFans as well, 100%.
Ugh. Yeah. So he says, I'm sorry I cheated on you. And she says, I'm very hurt. I can't do this again. And that's when he says, it's fine. So he turns out they're going to go meet her family. I'm like, this is all terrible, terrible timing. They're going to meet her family.
The trip he already paid for.
He has paid for it to go to their hometown. And she's like, I'm so happy to have my family meet my boyfriend, but I know they wouldn't want me to be with someone who treats me like this. So she's like, you're going to be my friend. And he's like, so you're saying there's a chance. Maybe we can work up to boyfriend again and then fiance. And then before long, I'll be in my perfect relationship, as he says, with my dream lady boy. And you'll be waiting for me when I get home. And I'll be out fucking my way through a Thai brothel. Or a Filipino brothel. That's his dream. And bringing her home every single STI that's invented and some that haven't been.
That's the show. That's the show, everybody. That's it. I don't have anything else to say.
We're going to leave you with that bleakness.
We're going to leave you with that. Don't worry. Oh, y'all, next part two, it's going to be great. You're also going to, because it's Niles and Matilda, the gift. And you're going to listen to Poodle talk about Nicole Scherzinger, or however you say her. I always mess
Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. He's very excited.
Scherzy.
His eyes have dilated a little bit less, so hopefully you won't be too crazy.
I will say I've never seen anything like that production.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Excited to hear about it. All right. We're going to jump into part two, but y'all know the drill. If you want to listen to this show without any commercials, you can. You can do that. Just subscribe to RG Plus at the $8 level. You can go to patreon.com/realitygaze or realitygaze.supercast.com, or you can click on Apple subscriptions. We don't know who the fuck you are, but you get the show's commercial free anyway. For what, Poodle?
Your pleasure.
Your pleasure. All right, everybody. Be safe out there. We are sending our love to some of you that are going through with all this weather bullshit, and we hope it gets better.
Yeah,
and just
good
remember,
thing climate change doesn't exist. Boy, yeah. We'd really be fucked, wouldn't we?
Really be fucked. Look, the silver lining in all this is that even when the power goes out, you can still suck a dick. You can suck a dick with the lights on.
Or read a book.
No, who wants to do that, y'all? Suck a dick. Go suck that dick.
Or right. Have someone eat your pussy.
Yeah, have someone eat that box in the dark and the light. Who cares? Do it. Yes.
No.
All right, everybody. We're going to see you on part two. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts, Poods, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you ever wanted to hear what the aliens told Noah when they brought all the animals and said, hey, we're going to flood the place because it's dirty.
That's my favorite part.
There's like lava all over it. There's lava all over it. And so we're going to cool it down with water. And so everybody's going to like sit on top of the water. It's going to float around. And then like the bird brings something. And like, well, allegedly, because a bird, they're not real. And you can call us.